What is up, Kasoku? Welcome back to episode 69, the big six and the big nine.
Hey.
Of the Samurai Summit podcast. It's been, what, a month, 2 months, a month and a half? Yeah, last episode was July 21st or 27th. So yeah, going for 2 months without uploading a new podcast, a new episode, I mean. But today, I'm actually with someone else. And it's Justin Keller from the Special Condition podcast. Sorry, I need to make it suspense. So how you been? It's been a while since we talking.
Yeah, you know, good. Probably since last time we talked. I started a new job. I started this week or last week. So, you know, doing some stuff.
So I know
finally
you went
making money again.
Is it like the same type of job or a different one?
So before I was designing air conditioning systems, and now I'm designing helicopters.
Oh, shit. Is it like military helicopters or just any type of
this one is a commercial helicopter that seats up to 18 people.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
Is it depending on the contract that you guys get, pretty much?
Yeah, I mean, it could be for, you know, light military use in the future, yeah. But it's aimed towards the commercial sector of, you know, it could be offshore drilling. It could be, you know, transporting people in an emergency situation, like there's a hurricane or something.
Like the big hurricane we had in California, supposedly.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, I was expecting more. I was disappointed. I wanted to be bad enough for me not to go to work on Monday, but not too crazy like people would die, you know. But no, it was like just a heavy rain, things that we usually get over here. So it was like it wasn't crazy.
So you're saying you wanted like a tree to fall in front of your work and they can't move it?
No, I just wanted to get a little bit flooded, so we're like, yeah, you know what, I can drive to work.
There you go.
But yeah, I heard you went to GoFest, Pokemon GoFest.
Yeah, it was hype as usual. If those of you listeners, if you've been considering going to an in-person Pokemon event and have not gone, you should go. It's a good time. Even if you don't know anyone, everyone there is so friendly. We're all there for the same thing. It's a good time.
You went with your girl, right?
Yeah, Jody went. And we met up with the whole Lured Up group. So Lured Up, the other podcast on the Pokemon Professor Network that Special Conditions is a part of. And of the Lured Up group, there's probably 30 to 40 there.
Oh, shit. That's pretty
big.
Yeah,
so, you know, there's a lot of them that live in the East Coast, and there's a lot of us that are just going to travel to it anyways.
Yeah. Was Adam there?
Yeah, Adam was there. You know, Adam, the other co-host on the Special Conditions podcast, he, since he's also on Lured Up, they were a special guest for GoFest. So they had like a little signing table and everything.
Oh, I did see that on their Instagram. I was like, oh shit, they have a table. I wasn't sure if it was for GoFest or for something else.
No, yeah, it was for GoFest, and like, they had like an 11-year-old come up and was like, it's my birthday, will you sign my shirt? So like they signed his shirt.
Oh shit, that's nice. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a very cute picture if you saw it on the Instagram.
I think I did see it. So yeah, I haven't talked to Adam for a while because I know we used to play some Digimon. I don't know if he still collects Digimon because...
Oh, we're still playing.
Oh, he's still playing Digimon?
Yeah, it works out better with his off day schedule where he can like go and play. Oh, okay. And it's more local, whereas the Pokemon stuff, he's got to travel a little further.
True, yeah.
And plan it out a little more.
Well, for me, I stopped playing Digimon because of, I think it was after the first, one of the sets got delayed, and then I couldn't go to the tournament. So I was like, well, I have no one to play. And then, yeah, collecting is fun, but I'm more the type to play card games and then collecting second, because I love using those beautiful cards.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... I, you know, been playing One Piece a lot, except for the last 2 weeks, because it changed the tournament schedule from Monday to Thursday, which only I can do like every other Thursday, if anything. And then I got into Wecross. So it came out last year, I believe.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's only all waifus, pretty much. So
now I know why you got it.
So I knew about it since last year. And it came in Japan, came out in 2014. And I was going to get into it. But then, like, before it came out in the States, so just I was like, oh, it's going to come out soon. Like, I'm going to get into it. But then I saw the news that One Piece was going to come out. So I could only choose one card game to play. So, of course, I was going to go with One Piece because, you know, that's my number one anime. And, yeah, I ended up playing One Piece instead of Wecross. But, you know me, after a while, I also get bored of the same card game. I kind of have to, you know, mix it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what, fuck it. Went to the card shop, ended up buying two starter decks, and I started playing with my girl, and she liked it too. I like, oh shit, it's pretty fun. And then I went to a tournament, and it was something called the Ceremony Tournament, which I believe they do it once every year. So all the good players were gonna be in it. So I just went with my starter deck, few cards that I bought online, mm-hmm. and I went 1-3. I could have gone 2-2, but I did misplay because there's like a literally like little side deck that you have that you could just use cards from there. And I forgot that I had that because, you know, usually card games, you only have that your main deck, like Pokemon, mm-hmm. Digimon, One Piece. So I ended up losing that one. I could have gone 2-2, but it was fun though. And then I started playing White Star. So I went to this other card show, met up with some guy. And then he taught me how to play. I kind of remember still a little bit. And it was fun. I almost won. But those Climax cards, man, they fucking... He ended up winning. But yeah.
So the Climax cards are useful.
Yes. So, you know how when you attack, you take damage? Right. If you reveal, so you take, let's say I'm dealing 3 damage. You flip mm-hmm. 1 card, 2 cards, or whatever. If you reveal Climax, you nullify the whole damage. If you took 3,
oh.
So. And yeah, he got on the last one, and he needed those damage for me to win. And he got a Climax card, so next turn he beat me. So like, nice. God, yeah, so.
Dang.
But it was fun. And then I built a new White Stars deck, so.
Oh,
so that was
what?
Cool.
What anime? What was the basis?
The Quintessential Quintuplets.
Yeah, you've been buying a lot of those cards, haven't you?
Yeah, and then actually ended up purchasing Scott's sign card from Miku from the Prince.
Of course you did.
So yeah, because I've been saying it for a while, like, you know, just let me hold on to it because, you know, it's pretty expensive. And then he's like, dude, it's 170 right now. I'm like, fuck it, let me do it in payments. You know, like, sure. But like, fuck, I'm buying it right now. And yeah, I have it already, so I'm happy.
Scott's great. Yeah, no, he accepts payments.
Yeah. Especially he knows you, so.
Yeah.
And so I pre-ordered some booster boxes from Wise. So from the 30th anniversary, I actually posted on my Instagram. So this has from different animes, like SAO.
I haven't been following the news. Is it a multiple set?
Yeah, so it's one set called Dengeki Bunko 30th Anniversary. And I guess that's the brand that releases specific animes. Mm-hmm. And some under that brand is the SAO. Another one is Reign of the Seven Spellblades, which just came out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pretty cool ones. I'm blanking out on the names right now. So they're just all in one set. You know how every set is just one anime?
Didn't you like that Reincarnated by a Slime set?
Yeah, that one, no, it's not from that company or for that brand, whatever. But I was like, it's cool. And it's only in Japanese right now. Ended up pulling a sign card.
Of course you did.
So I'm like, oh, yeah. And then from the Slime one, which I opened maybe like a few weeks ago. Because I had that booster box from Scott from like months ago. I like, you know what? Let me open it. Let's do some YouTube shorts. And I pulled a sign card. So I'm like, fuck yeah. So I've been having good luck with fucking White Sharks right now. So.
Oh, man. I still have my SAO War of Alicization box in my closet.
Still seal?
Yeah. I'm deciding if I'm just going to hold on to it or if I'm going to open it.
I still have a few boxes.
Sorry, there's a cricket.
Oh no, dude, that's fine. But yeah, that's what I've been playing lately. Dragon Ball, I did build a deck. I don't tell anyone, but I spent like $300 on that deck. Because I was trying to max out too, though, on the deck.
I don't even know how Dragon Ball plays.
It's fun, actually. But they're re-releasing the card game, in a way. Mm-hmm. So they changed the name. They have Dragon Ball Super Masters. Which is it? Oh, that he was looking around. Oh, that show was funny. You guys should have seen it.
So if anyone's watching, I have a pet chameleon and he's got a bunch of crickets in the cage. I thought I got all the loud ones out, but I guess I missed one.
The way he just turns slowly and does something.
I'm just like, how do I do this quietly?
that show was hilarious. So yeah, so they're next year they're taking out Fusion Wars, so it's kind of like the dumbed down version of the game. So it's mainly for like newer players because they're still gonna be selling both of them, but the artwork is still better than the original. So see, like we Wise Charts, they have two in Japan. That has Wise Charts Blau or some shit like that. It plays the same as Wise Charts, but the effects are like more simple.
That's hilarious. Weisschwarz Blau. Why are they doing German color names for a card game based in Japan?
Who knows, man?
Maybe it's a German printing company.
Maybe, I don't know, because Bushiroid is a Japanese, obviously Japanese brand.
Weiss is white.
Yeah.
Schwarz is black. Blau is blue.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know how like some people in the States, they kind of want to do Japanese branding?
Yeah.
Like me.
Oh.
So, yeah, pretty much. And then I'm kind of trying to want to get into Battle Spirits. Have you heard about it? It's also from Bandai.
Mm-mm.
So there's a set that just came out. And there's 7 cards or 6 cards that they have a Gundam artwork, and it looks pretty badass. But in Japan, they have a whole set of just Gundam, so I kind of wanna buy it. But once it comes into the States, hopefully, if not, I'll be like, whatever. But the last topic for cards, though, I found out this card game called Lies Overture, something like that. It's kind of like Wise Shark, it's only Japanese. Kind of like white charts, but for like light novels. And the cards, sometimes they get crazy, if you know what I mean. They get really loose. So I bought some because those you kind of gotta pre-order them to purchase them. So I bought a few. Haven't opened them yet, so I'm gonna make a video. And depending on the artwork they show, it might go online or it might just be on my computer saved up. You just get to, I'm gonna have to blur some of them.
But I have to blur this card, I have to blur this entire card. I can put pasties on this card. And
it's kind of like listen to an Eminem song, the clean version.
Oh my.
But like it doesn't fully show, but it just covers like little white in 3 parts. If you know what I mean, like little white dot. And you'd be like, okay, that's still too much. But for me, it's not too much. It's and it's more. But it looks pretty cool, though. So it's called Lies Overture or some shit like that. Do you ever watch, have you ever seen Naruto?
I haven't.
Okay. Well, for those of you that have, there are rumors that Lionsgate, it's making a live action of Naruto.
Oh.
I don't know.
You know what? After how this One Piece went live action, I'm on board. Just anything live action.
Do you finish all the episodes?
Well, okay. So story there. I was building a PC because now that I started this job, I was like, all right, now that I started the job, I want to build a PC because I've had the same PC that I built back in 2017. Mm-hmm. So like when
the way you say back, they were going to say like back in 2012 or something, you know, like 10 years ago, but 2017, I guess 5 years.
In computer terms, 6 years is a long time. And where I'm like constantly maxing my CPU to the point where, like, when Adam and I live streamed the podcast, my CPU is like maxing, and so, like, I can't have Discord open and a bunch of tabs and live stream.
Yeah, true.
I definitely cannot open PTCG live and live stream. We tried that once. It went horribly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you need an upgrade then.
Yeah. But man, if you have a Micro Center by you, they have crazy deals.
Oh, yeah. That's where I got most of my stuff for my PC, a Micro Center. Mm-hmm. I actually have a credit card with them.
I didn't. And then I opened one this past weekend when I built the computer.
Yeah.
So it saves you 5%.
Yeah. Either that, or they give you like a whole year with no interest to pay it off too.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so that's where I'll buy my computer stuff, because they have some pretty good deals. Usually they have you buy this CPU and then you get like a motherboard for free, or like get $100 off of a motherboard or shit like that. So it's pretty good.
The one that I bought, the motherboard CPU and RAM combo was it was like $550, which, you know, sounds like a lot. Mm-hmm. But the CPU by itself was selling last year around this time, was selling for $550.
Oh, shit.
So I basically got a motherboard and RAM for free.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's why I love Micro Center, especially in the holidays, like Friday deals. But you really got to get there early because people buy shit like that. But yeah. Oh, yeah. So going back to One Piece live action. So what's the story with that one?
Yeah, so, oh, that's right. That's where I was going. So I was building this PC while my fiance Jody was watching the show, and it was just on all day, and we were just kind of watching it. So I'm like, I kind of picked up half of it.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it, and we can discuss it in depth if you want. But now I have the gist and have seen parts here and there.
Okay, but for an anime live action, you think it was good, what you saw?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I had low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched it early enough because it was released on Friday, right?
No, there's whatever day was the 31st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we watched in the first, like, 2 days. And so, we, you know, there wasn't too much buzz out yet, but man, it was pretty good. I was impressed at, you know, there was a couple scenes, you know, where the, like in the first episode when he's fighting that the water monster thing, it was a little kind of cheesy looking for the water monster.
Yeah, the CGI sea beast, whatever you call.
But like outside of the CGI, a lot of the other stuff looks pretty good.
Yeah,
like, I'm a fan of how they're animating the what do you even call it? His demon fruit technique with the stretchy arms,
the devil fruit powers.
Yeah, gum gum.
Yeah, the gum gum fruit.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, I think that's fun the way that they can show it, and it's like arm stretching and everything.
Yeah, for me, well, you know, I'm a big fan of One Piece. Everyone knows that. My expectations were very low. When they first announced that they were going to do a One Piece live action, I was like, fuck, no, they're going to destroy it. I was already disappointed. And then the first teaser came out, like, okay. I'm like, it looks okay. Whatever. So then the next trailer came out, like, okay, now I'm getting excited for it. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw it, I was like, holy shit, this is actually better than what I thought it would be. We actually just finished watching it yesterday. So we're recording on Wednesday. Well, today for the listeners, it's going to be Friday. So yeah, I finished watching on Tuesday. And yeah, it was good. The way it ended looked like there's going to be a season 2.
But hopefully. I mean, it was good.
Yeah, but it all depends on how good it did. But since it is getting good ratings, so most likely they are going to continue with the season 2.
You know what I saw? It has more views than Stranger Things, the previous season did.
Oh, really?
And Stranger Things was like their biggest show on Netflix.
Yeah.
So I think it crushed, and it definitely is getting a season 2.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. And then hopefully the more it gets, the better the CGI gets too. Because, you know, now they're making more money because people are really watching mm-hmm. it. So hopefully their CGI goes up too. And actually on the first episode, I believe it was the first episode when they meet, when Luffy meets Zoro. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw that episode when they're fighting against Axan, the one that has like the metal thing on his jaw. When Zoro rolls, his actually katana broke. like the white one, it bent in half. It's just like, not the sword itself, or whatever, the holster, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, he rolled and then like it bent.
Oh my goodness.
Which,
so I was going to say, I saw like the fight like here and there as I was putting the PC together. I didn't realize the sword broke.
Me either, until I saw it on Instagram. Someone posted amazing. It. So I was like, okay. Which makes sense, because the only thing I didn't like from One Piece, the live action, was the weapons. They would look plasticky right away.
Mm.
Especially sword, like the chrome. It looks like those plastic chrome that you're like, and whatever. But overall, it was good. I wonder if it's gonna, the mic is gonna catch the cricket noise.
I don't know.
It'll be fun, you know. We're recording at night, so it adds, you know, a little,
yeah,
something to the podcast. Some, you know,
ambiance. Feel like you're out camping. We're outside
in the campfire.
Sleep.
So since it's the Samurai Summit, out of five katanas, what would you rate One Piece live action? Let's see.
Because I had such low expectation. Also, I don't know if you knew this. I knew zero about One Piece. I knew so little about One Piece. I didn't even know it was pirates.
Really? Not even that?
I didn't even know that. I should have guessed by all, like, you know, like the skull and crossbones and like all the paraphernalia and all that stuff. But no, I was surprisingly shocked. I mean, it did well enough for me mm-hmm. that I'm considering like either reading the manga or the anime, which is, you know, it's a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I like something, then I try to like dive into it and like really go into it. I'm gonna give it a 4. I'm gonna give it a second watch through and actually pay attention, more attention this time, and we'll see if I'll jump it to a 5. But for now, I'm gonna give it a 4.
For me, it's between 4 katanas to 4.5. It's not like a 5 yet, but like I say, my expectations were really low, so I really like mm-hmm. it. It could have been something. This could have been better. Mainly like the camera angle. I just wasn't a big fan that they were too zoomed into their faces.
Mm.
I'm not really that. Then again, that's just nitpicking because everyone has like different type of how they like their movies and shows.
Did you want to have more of the awkward skirt pictures?
Yes. And I like the fact also that they changed some things from the manga.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like it because sometimes you don't want to watch the same thing that you're already seeing.
Oh,
so some changes,
agreed.
it's good. And I like how they introduce Zoro, kind of gangster mm-hmm. cutting in half, cutting the head of this guy. I was like, holy shit, that didn't happen on the first few episodes of One Piece. So that mm-hmm. one was pretty good. Now, if you do want to continue with the One Piece story, don't rush it though. Watch
out
on
a lot
space.
Of content.
Yeah, so you could either read it or watch the anime. Don't watch it in dub, because honestly, the dub version of One Piece is one of the worst ones, in my opinion. That's why when I was a kid and I saw it like on Toonami, I was like, this is so annoying. I just can't deal with their dub version. But like, and back in the day, I would only watch dub. But when I saw One Piece, I was like, nope, change. I just can't deal with it. It's just so...
Yeah.
No. So
I know it's shows like Jujutsu Kaisen that spoil you with actual good dub.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, I really don't watch dub if I'm rewatching the series. Like Death Note, I'll watch it dub because I've seen it 14 times already. So I don't mind watching it in dub again. But One Piece, that's one of the few animes that I cannot do dub, because you're going to, if you close your eyes, you're going to be like, that's Vegeta, that's Krillin, that's Piccolo, because they're the same voice actors. That's Gohan. It just sounds like that. Like, that's not One Piece. That's not Luffy over there. That's Goku. That's fucking Gohan. That's Vegeta. That's Dragon Ball fucking Cast Raider. So it's not good. You could read it too. It's probably going to be faster to read it. But again, or you could, there's something called One Pace. So what people did, they kind of like, because Toei Animation, they're trying to prolong the episodes too long. So they kind of like shorten so you don't miss the main points and cut off those prolonging shit. So you could watch that. It's going to save you some time, or read it. And then once you finish reading it.
What'd you say it was called?
One Pace instead of One Piece. One Pace. So they're shorter episodes, but you still get the main plots of it. So instead of going like, you know how an example, you know, like in Dragon Ball when they're transforming, they're like 30 minutes or just screaming. Kind of reduce that into getting to the point.
Oh man. When I was watching what was it, Dragon Ball Super? You know, have you seen Dragon Ball Super?
Oh yeah.
And where they have like, you know, that one fight where in reality it's only like 20 minutes, but there's like 20 episodes about this one fight. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about the Tournament of Power arc or which one?
Yeah. I think so. It's the tournament where they're all there.
Oh, the universe?
Yeah. Like where the universe is on the line, and then if you like fall out of the ring, you die.
Yeah, that was a Tournament of Power. Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. But you know what? I was buying into it. Like, all right, I'm here for this now. I just want the just every time.
Yeah. It's good. See, Dragon Ball, because I read the Dragon Ball Super manga, and honestly, the manga, it's boring because Dragon Ball is, for me, you gotta watch Dragon Ball.
Yelling.
It's about the fighting. It's not about story. One Piece, it's about the story, and it has cool fighting scenes, but it's mainly about the story. Dragon Ball story-wise is like, but the fighting's fucking amazing on Dragon Ball.
So in One Piece, so like the live action show, do you think it's more similar to the manga or the anime?
Well, see, the manga and the anime, just the way it starts, it's just a little bit different, but almost it's the same. So they did change some things completely from those two, a little bit different. But like I said, those changes, it doesn't change the story. So I'm happy with it. So another one. Another one bites the dust. Oh, shit. So, yeah, so it's good. They didn't change too much. Some parts, yeah. But again, it's just good. You got to read it too. Another one that I recommend watching is Liar Liar. It's like on episode 9 maybe right now. It's good. I think that one's going to have 12 episodes. It comes out every week. And spoke about this one or even on the last podcast, I think Reign of the Seven Spellblades, it's gonna be, I don't know how many episodes, because on my anime list they don't show the list of episodes. Again, it's weekly right now. It's probably like on episode 8 or 9 as well. So those are two really, really good animes. Liar is pretty funny. The Reign of the Seven Spellblades, it's kind of like Harry Potter but different, because it's about wizards that go to the school. So but it has this plot twist when I saw it on one of the episodes, like what the fuck. So it got me hype. So that was some pretty good ones. And then you don't collect anime figures, do you?
No. Since I collect Lego, I don't have room for anime figures.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, I pre-order a Gear Fight Luffy.
Oh.
And, which is, you've probably seen it online, maybe. Everyone's talking about Gear Fight Luffy. That show was expensive, but it's still beautiful, man. It hurt me, but at the same time, it doesn't hurt me. And then, do you know Hatsune Miku? It's the Vocaloid with a green ponytails, kind of like teal color.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having like a 16th birthday for her, and they released this figure, Hatsune Miku, and she had like some wings, but the wings are made of musical instruments. Like you see like a guitar, piano, like, oh, that shit looks so amazing. But they took out two versions, an actual figure, and you know those little Nendo droids with the big heads?
Mm-hmm.
And one of those. So I ended up getting both of them too. The thing is, I pre-ordered them and they only charge me when they release the figures. And one of them I believe is like on March 2024 and the one to like November 2024.
Where do you have room for all these figures?
I don't. Okay, so I have a few. Some are still in the closet. But I keep out like the good one, like kind of like the expensive one on display because I like how, you know, the look. For this two, I might need to make more room. But I'll find a way to make a room though. So, I should be able to make some more room. So, we'll see how it goes. But again, I might have to sell some figures because they'll come out into next year. So, I have time to make room. That's why lately I've only been buying expensive figures because they're expensive. Yeah. Then I don't buy a lot, I just buy one and they wait for months, you know? Before I would buy the like the $50 figures, $80 figures, $20 figures, and then that will fucking add up right away. So I'm like, shit, I don't have room.
No, that's so I haven't bought any anime figures, but I've bought a couple Star Wars figures. And have you heard of a brand called Hot Toys?
Yes. They're artwork. I mean they're details. It's the one with incredible. The badass details, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they range from like $230 to like $300.
Yeah.
They're not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But what's optimal about them over just a regular statue is they're posable and they come with accessories. So like one of mine is Captain Rex, you know, from the Clone Wars.
Okay.
And he has like he's got a jetpack. He's got his regular head as well as the helmet version. He's got a, he also has a 3/32 clone helmet. He's got the different rifle attachments, crazy stuff. It's well worth it, in my opinion, if only for the posability.
Yeah. I think I've seen some that I think it's from the same brand. That they did a John Wick one and a Spider-Man one.
Oh, yeah.
And they just look so fucking good. But again, the price, well, that's how much the figures that I buy, they cost around those prices too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I saw them, I'm like, oh, man, I really want them. But usually when they come up for like pre-orders and stuff like that, it's the time that I don't have money to purchase a figure at that time.
Sure.
It always happens.
Now, they've been better
in
the past year or two. About having figures in stock,
okay.
You don't have to pre-order. So, like right now, if you wanted to like order the Mandalorian or a Batman figure or like the Flash or something, they have it in stock. Sideshow Collectibles is the name.
Yeah.
I don't think they really branch into the anime stuff.
They don't. Well, at least I don't haven't seen any anime related stuff, which they should.
I haven't really looked.
Let's see. The first time I heard about Sideshow or whatever it's called, what's a Star Wars Celebration 2013, I think, is the first time. It's funny. That's when I got into Star Wars, like more heavy into Star Wars. And that's when the comic books were coming out. Again, like the reboot on the comic books for Star Wars. I went to a comic book store. And I saw this Star Wars Celebration for this year. I'm like, oh shit, nice. Where is it? I'm like, oh shit, it's in Anaheim. And then I find out that they do it. I don't know if it's every year or every other year, some shit like that. And they do a different location every year. I was like, oh, it's cool that when I found out about it, it was in California. So I went and they had like this badass Yoda statue that you could win. I'm like, oh, that looks amazing. And then I checked their website and that's where I saw. Like they had different figures. I'm like, oh shit, this company is pretty amazing. And then I saw the price. I was like, oh, never mind. Because at that time, of course, I wasn't going to be spending that much money on a figure. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, never mind. So I never ended up buying any of them.
Yeah, I didn't realize Sideshow Collectibles has a whole anime section.
Which one?
Sideshow.
Oh,
do we were just talking about. Yeah, there's a whole anime genre.
Huh. Shit, what are you telling me? Oh, Arisa, I searched Sideshow and Hatsune Miku comes out.
Yep.
Wow, now I'm going to be spending more money. What's up?
Hey, I think you need this $100 Pokeball on there.
Oh, there's a there's a Pokemon right here. Chicken.
Oh, you can get a Mega Me statue.
I wonder website, but I don't see the anime.
Go to so under collectibles, go to genres.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Click anime.
There it is. Oh man. Ooh, the Minato. Fuck, the Minato is $800. Okay, the Mob Psycho. Oh, I've seen a better Mob Psycho for that one, but
yo, okay, this is pretty hype. There is a Monkey D. Luffy statue based off the live action.
Ooh. Okay.
And he is posable. Who is it made by?
Oh, the Itachi one. Wait, why is there two of them? That's with the stand. Oh, dude. Damn, that looks fucking badass.
Yeah, you know, this makes a great audio podcast. Ooh, that looks great.
Yes, it does. Because, oh man, you guys got to go to Sideshow Collectibles and Justin said go to the genre section, then go down to the anime one. And yeah, there's just pages there. And yeah,
there's so many.
Yeah, okay. So I guess they do have stuff like, okay, yeah. You know what? I need to win the lottery, dude.
Oh, there's... Okay, there is two made by Hot Toys. Oh, the Monkey D. Luffy is made by Hot Toys.
Maybe if I could just search Luffy real
quick. And Zoro, also made by Hot Toys. But it's from, you know, the live action. And they must have just announced it.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing it on the One Piece Instagram page.
Hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. This, some of these figures, they're from, they're from, like, SH Figures brand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's the Glorified Luffy, the one that I bought, too.
Yeah, on the left side, you can search by manufacturer. That's how I found these two were made by Hot Toys.
Got it, yeah. Oh, there's this other one, if you guys know about One Piece, Reiju, which is Sanji's sister. Oh my gosh, it looks amazing. But then I saw the price and I was, never mind, $685 for it. It is a limited edition, though.
Oh, that's part of the problem. Does it have a stand?
Search Reiju, Reiju, and it's the only figure of her. It's 21 inches high by 17 by 11.
That's why. it's because of everything else that's going on in this crazy acrylic.
It looks amazing, dude. Not gonna lie.
Oh, it's incredible.
But the price... Okay, I'll be back. I gotta go buy a lottery ticket and hope for the bet.
Well, you got until... It doesn't ship till June of next year.
Yeah, but that's to the price, so...
Oh, yeah, there was a Mandalorian one where it's like him and Baby Yoda like sitting on top of something.
Uh-huh.
And it was $500. So I was like, I can't do it. It's too much.
I'm looking at a picture of still from the One Piece one. There's a QR code that you could scan and it says view in your room.
Yeah.
I got to see where I'm going to put her, man. Because I like how she has, you know, one says like a butterfly wing. And then the next one is the one on the other side is like, what would you, because it's not fire. What would that be? You know, like her other wing? Because it's not fire. It's more like venom poison looking thing.
Yeah, yeah. I don't understand what that is.
Because I forgot what her devil fruit power is, but she just looks amazing. Oh, you know The Ring, right? The movie The Ring?
I've purposely not seen this movie.
Really? You don't want to see it?
Oh, yeah. I can't do horror.
At all? Not even Chucky or anything?
No, yet? I have a very active dream cycle.
Oh.
And I will picture this entire movie in my dreams, and I will wake up screaming bloody murder.
or there's a little Nendo droid from her, because you know, oh, it's a Japanese one, and it's called Ringu, and her name is Sadako. She looks freaking adorable, though.
Yeah, like, an adorable killer? No, thank you.
Yeah, like, and then when she comes out of the TV, because it comes with a little TV too, oh my gosh, yeah. I fucking want it.
Nope.
No, trust me. Can't.
Nope.
If you look at I'll go to my Instagram because I'll post her, that picture. She looks cute though. You're going to be like, you know, because I like horror movies, but I'm not a fan of buying figures of horror characters. Mm. But that one, I do want it. It just looks adorable. See,
I'm not even allowed to have ghost Pokemon in the house. Jody's like, no Gengar, no. I don't want that creepy thing staring at me.
Man, I got to send you a gift then. You open it's going to be Gengar with little The Ring girl.
Oh my goodness.
Not too funny, man. Well, speaking of horror movies, I know it's not anime related, but it's Japan related. You know the movie The Grudge, right? You heard about it. I know you haven't seen it.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You go to this house and then, you know, you get cursed.
Yeah, so I've seen enough of the ads through TV that I had to cover my eyes.
So in Japan, you're able to go to the house, but obviously not inside because they don't allow you to go inside. Just log, obviously.
Oh, why would you want
to
go?
So when we went to Japan, we were thinking with my brother and my friends. I'm like, we should go take a picture, you know, outside the house. But then we're like, what if we go back to the picture and then you see the fucking girl in the picture? And they were like, better yet, what if she follows her all the way to the US? And they're like, nah, because you know they can leave the country, you know? And then we saw the latest The Grudge movie. It's horrible. It's garbage. Don't watch it. It's not scary at all. I fell asleep.
Hmm.
It's pretty much the same thing. This girl brings the grudge to the US, to this one house.
Hmm.
Oh, like, that could have been us if we went to the house.
This could have been a biography of how we died.
Yeah, but it was pretty amazing, though. It would have been amazing. Maybe next time that I go, we'll go to the Grudge house and get cursed and then die within 7 days. Oh no, 7 days, that's from The Ring. Now, there's also going to be making changes to subject now back to anime. 4 episodes from Naruto, and each episode is going to be, I believe, an hour long. They're remaking certain arcs from the anime, but with higher quality. And it's gonna... Oh, shoot, actually. Okay, never mind. They were supposed to be released on September 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
But it got pushed back into... We don't know when. One of the arcs is gonna be the pain arc. I know you haven't seen Naruto. It's a good arc, but the animation was pretty garbage. Not gonna lie, compared to other fights. Since they're remaking that, I'm hoping... It makes it way better because that's one of my favorite arcs in Naruto. So yeah, it's gonna be 4 episodes, around 1 hour each. So that's 4 hours right there. So I'm excited for it. I'm pretty hype. Hopefully they don't fuck it up. And then
that's crazy, like, because you know the One Piece was all like 1 hour episodes. That anime, who is traditionally like 20 minutes of actual content inside of a 30 minute episode. And they're going to like, you know what? Let's just make them hour-long live actions.
Now, I wonder how they're going to advance One Piece because there's a shuttle of episodes, the live action. Because there's no way all the actors are going to stay there for the whole thing.
Oh, no. I mean, I assume they have to pick and choose story arcs and they're gonna advance it. Or
the only
whatever.
Downside though, with One Piece, you gotta see everything. Because there's foreshadowing like in every arc for future reference. That's why I love One Piece, because the story just beautiful. It's all together. So, I mean, they could like skip some parts and kind of get to the main points, but I don't know if that's kind of going to kill the story, you know? Well, we'll see how it goes. And then we are going to be on our final topic. We are going to be talking about Jujutsu Kaisen, the new season. Except for the last episode, I still haven't seen the last episode yet because I know it took like a week or 2 weeks break and then it came back. So the new episode, I believe it came already, is the Shibuya arc, which that's when they go back again to the present. So I haven't seen it yet. And then after that, we're going to do, which I forgot to tell Justin, but he should have remembered from last time, which is the character of the week. So you have time to choose. I know we're probably going to be choosing a Jujutsu Kaisen character, so maybe. But you have time to choose, you know, because we're still going to go over the season 2. It's going to be kind of a review. I remember some things, not a lot, because, you know, I was watching it while it was coming out. I know Justin just kind of like being watched the second season again. So,
yeah.
So he's going to be refreshing my memory on some parts. And then we're gonna start from there. All right. So I know you have notes. Could you send me a picture dividing into episodes? You wanna start?
I don't have the greatest memory, so I was like, all right, if I want to remember each of these episodes individually, instead of like what they all are together, I gotta write some things down. So the first part, if you know me, I like barbecue. So like they're talking about a guy who owns a bunch of barbecue restaurants, presumably either, you know, Japanese or Korean style barbecue, which is also good. So it's like, what? And then they're talking about how he committed suicide and that's what created this spirit inside that house. Remember, it's the student and the teacher. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was Udahime, and I don't remember the teacher's name.
No, yeah, I remember the episode because the first few minutes, it gave me like this horror vibe. Like,
It
didn't feel like Jujutsu Kaisen. It felt like I was watching like a horror anime, like, oh shit, where's the jump scare now?
I was like, what am I watching? Well, yeah, I remember when she, they're like, all right, you explore the second floor, I'm going to explore the first floor. And she goes and like looks under the bed and it's like really creepy vibes. And it's like that really like, kind of increasing sound in the background, and there's just a bunch of mice, but she freaks out and then she walks out of the room. I mean, I jumped when she was looking under the bed, and she walks out of the room, and then there's just a hand that grabs her, and she goes because she wasn't expecting anyone. Yeah. So there's supposed to be only the two of them in the house.
That,
and then that
part was good. I really enjoyed that scene inside the house, and I believe I saw on Instagram too because I wasn't paying attention. There's a brand in Mexico for beers called Pacifico. On the hallway, there's a case of Pacifico beers. I was like, wait, I saw the image because they were like, dude, there's a Pacifico beer on Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
Not sure. It looks like if we were just screenshot from the anime, but I haven't gone back to reaffirm it is true. But it's a yellow box on the corner. I'm like, holy shit, Mexico's making it big in Japan. The beer, at least.
Yeah, that's funny. Now, the part that... Okay, so you know how she was like getting freaked out to like look under the bed and everything else. The part that should have freaked her out that didn't, she opens the closet and she finds the noose. The noose where the guy hung himself.
Yep.
It's just hanging out there and just like, eh.
Like, whatever.
Close. But yeah, so the spin about this is they figure out it's a, she's like, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be on the first floor. She's like, I am on the first floor. They figure out they're in a
loop.
Yeah, a loop. What did they call it?
Kind of like, I think they did mention like a specific name, but.
Oh, they called it a manifestation of mindscape. Or a barrier.
Yeah.
And they figure out as they're walking around and stuff that it's kind of, it's amorphous, but it's also like all in a line. that the spaces are being patched together.
Mm-hmm.
So then the teacher's like, all right, Urahime, how are we going to get out of here? And she's like, oh, I know. If we just keep running, then it'll have to like keep up, and then the spirit will get too much, and then it'll be tired, and then blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, 90%. She's like, what did I miss? Well, if we went in opposite directions, then it'll just blow up.
Yeah. I was like, wait, they got to go the opposite one. You know, it's just going to be the same thing. Yeah. It's just right behind them. Now Gojo, though.
Yeah, Gojo is crazy. It's also crazy to see, like, you know, how powerful he is even like in this past. I don't know how many years back we are in this.
So the timeline on this is season 2, the first few 6 episodes or so. It's first, then it's the movie Jujutsu Kaisen 0. Mm-hmm. Then it's the first episode, and then it's the Shibuya arc from season 2. That's the timeline. So it's,
oh man.
Yeah, so it's so have you seen that meme? They do that for anime or other shows. They had like a horse drawing, and like part 1, part 2, like beautiful horse drawing. And depending, like season 2 was garbage, it's like garbage drawing. For Jujutsu Kaisen, it's like the badass horse drawing. But the parts is like the face is over here. It's like in different orders. So like, that's true.
Oh God. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's maybe, because they don't say it, do they?
What? Oh, the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, so no, but you can kind of guess in a later episode. Okay. So, you know, what's his name? Gito.
Okay, so it's 11 years before the start of the series. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Because, you know, Gito's son is, you find out, is Megumi. And Megumi's like a first grader or something.
Yeah.
Like, just like a child in the show. And then in the flashback, and then when you go to present, they're like late high school.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, high school.
Yeah, the way they're animated, it's so hard to tell age.
Yeah, I mean, some high schoolers that look like fucking older, especially the females. You know how they, in Japan, they like to draw females like they're 20-something, but they're like 16.
Yeah. Yeah, like with the star girl, they're like, she's supposed to be like in the 8th grade, and she's drawn like she's like 20.
True.
Yeah, anyways, So the Urahime girl, she's like, okay, now that we beat this, I want our promotion. And then this teacher's like, well, what type of money you got? She's asking for a bribe.
Now, I don't know which, well, it's kind of the whole series. I mean, so far, do you like the reason why Gojo's best friend became evil? Or you think it was kind of dumb why he switched sides?
Okay, so you know, you're talking about how like he realizes like this whole thing that they're trying to do is where they're trying to essentially prevent the spirits from taking over, right? Mm-hmm. So his idea is like, well, what if it was easier just to get rid of all the non-sorcerer people, then they can't do anything, then they wouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Since they're created by humans. Now I mean I don't know how they think that's easier. How is it easier to kill literally everyone, billions of people,
because you just gotta kill the one we know magic, right? Or the one that we magic, that no, the one we like,
suppose
that they cannot use curse, those are the one that he wants to kill, right?
But the problem is only 1% of people supposedly have the sorcerer power.
Yeah. Maybe by fucking... maybe there's a curse that you could nullify, like maybe get rid of all the non-curse users easily instead of going one by one.
I'm okay with like him going this route. I mean, obviously it's a terrible thing. I'm okay with him like as a character going this route. I just wish they would have explained it more, backed it up a little more. They go into the deepest shit about like, oh, here's how my special power works. And then in the ninth, I don't know. It's just like, they can go into the ridiculous things about how they do. They just bend gravity, but then they can't explain the reason why he wants to kill everyone in the world. I don't know. That's the part that bugs me.
True. I think it was kind of like an easy way to do it. But do you remember? Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did because you watched it recently. You know how they're taking the vessel to the underground?
Mm-hmm.
I know the evil, I forget his name, Gojo's friend.
Yeah, that was Gito is the friend.
Yeah. Now I'm bad with names. And
I had to write them down. I don't know Japanese names.
You know how he's smiling? He's like, boy, if you don't want to go, let's go home. At that point, I thought he already turned. He was like, oh, so this motherfucker has been evil the whole time. But no, later you'll find out, like, he's thinking, like, you know what? Maybe it's this. But that little smile that he gives her, like, nah, he's been evil since day one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of messed up.
Dude, the way the evil guy shoots her, just like, boom.
So what did you think of, so what is this first arc called?
The flashback. Honestly.
Does it have a name?
Don't, Gojo's flashback.
but I thought, it's too bad they had to, you know, kill him, but, oh, if we didn't say anything, we're just spoiling the whole thing at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we say what's going to be a review. Damn. Sorry, I got allergies right now.
No, you're good. So Toji is like, you know, the main bad guy of this thing. And he's just kind of like lurking in the background. He's dealing like with this mediator. And then ultimately he's hired by the star like religious cult and for 30 million and but anyways, it's kind of crazy what he can do because he doesn't use a curse technique but has a cursed spirit with him.
It was almost called a special type of pack with spirit. It had a specific name, but of course I don't remember.
Yeah, and then basically the reason he can like be invisible and go undetected is he keeps the spirit literally inside his stomach. He swallows it and has to cough it up like a mom to a baby bird every time.
Yep.
And then that's how he like shields it, and then that spirit like expands exponentially and keeps all of his cursed weapons in there.
Yeah, I'm also a big fan of that guy because I thought he was pretty dope, pretty powerful for him not to have a curse power. Mm-hmm. And I like how Gojo went kind of crazy after he got stabbed, almost killed by that guy. You know, mm-hmm. how he, like, after everything that happened, he finds him before he kills him. How he they made him seem like he's godlike, the way he was floating. Like, that, like, it reminds me kind of like the SpongeBob meme when he's like this, like floating. It reminds me of that.
Speaking of Gojo, remember it was in the end of the first episode when he's like, if you cry and apologize, I won't kill you.
I got a little, I don't know if you got it. Okay, I got a little confused with Gojo's power. You know how he has two, right? One is to repel, and the other one's kind of like to pull.
So he has more than that.
Well, then he combines those two.
It's based off the color.
Uh-huh.
So there's like the red, the blue, and the purple. Yeah. I felt like there was more than that, right?
As far as I know, I think it was.
And it makes sense that it's only those three, but like, it just felt like the way he combines them, it just is crazy shit.
Yeah, because one of the colors, red or blue, is to pull things away, right?
Okay, I remember now. Blue pulls everything in. Mm-hmm. Red pushes it away. And purple,
that's the one,
just fuck shit
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's the one that gets me confused. Just like so many things. Because if you remember the first one, he puts one of the evil guys like on this infinite loop or whatever it was, like this different dimension. I just forgot what what was that attack.
Well, he called it like it was like infinite mind, right?
I remember because he didn't use it in season two, right? He only used it, well, so far, early on the flashback.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, in theory, that's like, that's beyond this point. So, let's see.
And then his beautiful blue eyes. Yeah, I love his blue eyes, man. Not gonna lie.
Blue eyes, white dragon.
Exactly. I love blue eyes, white dragon too.
Jody was like, that's where all the budget went on his blue eyes.
Hey, that's all.
Do you remember the scene where there's like, they're focusing on like on his eyes, where his eyes like the entire screen, and then a freaking bird goes across the shadow over his eye? Like, this is ridiculous.
Was it season two?
But I'm here for it. Yeah.
I think so. Dude, I
there was like a, it was a seagull, but it was just like there was a shadow of the seagull going over his eye.
I remember it was this scene with his blue eyes, and it was amazing. That's one of the reasons why I love Gojo, his blue eyes, man. Well, is that the reason why he's able to use the blue and the red and the purple powers? Or is the blue eyes does something different? Because I can't remember.
I think his blue eyes are just like, well, okay. You remember Toji keeps calling him, what is it, Six Eyes?
The six, yeah. Six. That's the power, the Six Eyes.
Yeah. And so, remember at one point he's like, Six Eyes, he's the only person who's ever seen me when I was behind them. The only person, and it's never happened again.
Yeah. I love that. When he said that, like, damn, Gojo is gangsta.
And Gojo was like 12 at the time. Yeah. Let's see here. What did you think about the Riko, the star child, and having to be absorbed by Tengen?
I think it's kind of fucked up. But then again, if they don't do it, everyone's going to die. You know, it's kind of like either you sacrifice one person or you kill humanity in a way.
Sure. I was a little surprised that she was okay with it.
At first, into the end, yeah, though. Well. She realized, you know what? I do want to live. Like, I do want it to be, live my life, not be someone's vessels. No, you know how they killed the vessel? They said there was someone else to be born, right? But didn't they have like a time limit though on that Tensa or whatever it is needed to get a new vessel before he goes berserk?
Oh, it's every 500 years?
Mm-hmm.
So since it's, you know, a 500 years... If a few years passes and he doesn't have it, I think it's okay.
I thought it was like right at the limit of the 500. That's what they needed to take her as soon as possible.
Well, I mean, that's the way the school teacher at Jujutsu High explains it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also kind of a... Dunce isn't the right word, but he was kind of like a... by the books type of guy, not trying to like bend rules. They didn't exactly do him any favors describing his character.
Yeah, so I wanted to see him though.
Okay, let's talk about Gido's powers a little bit though.
Hold on, who's
the guy who becomes the bad guy of season one?
Oh, okay.
So you know how he creates all these animals, like he's throwing squids. He's flying on a manta ray. Uh-huh. He has this big, giant white dragon, but the eyes are goofy as hell.
But everything
else is talking about the yellow eyes. They're just like,
it looks bad as hell, especially next to the airplane when they were flying.
How about when he's fighting the old guy? As there's like that old guy who has a bunch of curses with him that are, he's like, oh, it's a Shikigami sorcerer. I'm going to get him. I recognize his uniform. And then he's fighting him. And then Gito thinks he got him. And the old guy jumps through the window and he goes, what? And all of a sudden, it's just this cute ass dog sitting
there. Yeah, his dog.
And then I was like, wait, how does he do this? Because it was the dog from his childhood. So he was completely thrown off. And then in reality, he was being killed.
Yeah. And they did explain why he was able to do the dog, right? Or they didn't?
I mean, they didn't really.
Because I was thinking it was maybe, you know how he eats curses? I was thinking that was probably one of the curses that he ate, that was a power from that curse, able to see someone's memories so they could hallucinate. Oh. That's what I was thinking, because I remember they did explain it or didn't. Because I was like, how does he know that's his childhood dog? Like, you know what happened?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. They really wanted to emphasize how he eats curses, because that's how the season started. Mm-hmm. I eat curses. They taste like dirty rag water and blah, blah, blah. And then I don't know if it's episode 4 or 5, but they basically replay that entire first scene from the first episode.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Like, it's been a while for me.
Oh, do you remember when Gojo goes into the school and all the girls are like, he's so hot. Do you have a boyfriend?
And the teacher.
The teacher hits on him.
Here's my phone number. doesn't like the students are like, oh, are you supposed to act like professional, some shit like that? Like, you're not supposed to be doing that?
Yeah, you're definitely not supposed to hit on students.
Dude, that was like, it's because Gojo, man, he's fucking handsome. Those blue eyes, man, that's fucking it too.
It's the eyes.
I'm gonna get eye surgery and just get blue eyes, man.
Okay. I think the episode is just called Protection Mission Day 2. So episode 3. When they're all of a sudden, they're just at the Okinawa beach. I'm like, wait, what? Did I miss something?
I don't know where.
It was kind of a big jump. All of a sudden, like, they're just at the beach having a vacation.
I think it was okay for that, because it would have been boring prolonging that. So kind of like, okay.
Sure.
You know how they said, like, oh, you know what? Let's not go back yet to the school. Mm-hmm. Let's wait it out. And then we head out. And kind of Gojo wanted to do it just so she could enjoy more life before she dies. But I mean, she ended up dying the wrong way. But it is what it is.
Oh, and then Gojo has some of the best lines. They're at the beach and they're talking about how this is tough and they should be like beach training. And then Gojo's like, trying to end game in an MMO is much harder training. I'm like, what is this? What is
One of the things I didn't like from season 2, it's when was it? I think it was at the end of the episode when they killed the girl. And I think it was a post-credit scene where there's a bunch of that cult, the religious cult, mm-hmm. whatever. And yeah. They were like, should we kill them? And then Gojo says something like, what's fuck? And they mentioned it before. He says something like, fuck, I can't remember. But it was something I think like the other guy said, but now Gojo said it, and him saying it like, oh, fuck it, let's kill them. They didn't end up killing them, did they?
I don't think so. So you're talking about Are you talking about the part when Guido is trying to take over the cult?
I don't remember. It's they're in this room and I think it's all white and there's like a bunch of those people clapping because they killed the because the vessel died or some shit like that. And Goyo, he's already kind of like crazy and like, fuck, now let's kill these fuckers. But I don't think they ended up killing them. And I kind of get salty about it. It was a post-credit scene.
I'm not really remembering. Oh, there's post-credit scenes?
Yeah, sometimes. So that's why you kind of get a skip on.
Yeah. See, I was trying to like binge watch these. And I was skipping like intros and outros. I was trying to get through all
Yeah,
these.
Sometimes. That's why on the for animes now, because they tend to do that now more often. They'll put some post-credits in after, obviously, the ending song. And that, go, I don't remember which, you know what, let me actually Google it to see which episode it was exactly. Season 2. It was, okay, reveals essential, you see it's one of the post-credits in. Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it focused on going walking past the cone known as a which was a falling the brush. It doesn't say which episode it was. God damn it. But yeah, he's holding the girl, Gojo, and she's wrapped like in a blanket or something. And the fucking cult, they're just clapping behind him. And he says something for another video that I'm watching. It doesn't translate exactly what Goyo is saying. But
okay, I vaguely remember the scene. Are you sure it was Gojo and not Guido? No,
yeah, it was Gojo carrying it. Because right now I'm watching the little clip. But he says something, but it doesn't really... Yeah, because so he said, at least for, I'm reading on this website, it says, if you miss a post-credits scene, you focus it on Goyo walking past the cult known as the Children of the Star, who were thrilled to see that Riko had died. Following his brush with death, Gojo suggests to Geto that they should eliminate the clapping, the people. And then Geto says the one like, nah, we shouldn't do it. So now he wanted to kill them, but Geto was like, you know what? Let's not do it. Because he had, like, this face, like, I'm fucking down to kill these fuckers on the back.
So, you know what we hadn't talked about yet is Gojo's death scene.
Yes. Fucking amazing. I love it.
So, first off, what is happening? Like, where it's just, like, Gojo's just, like, you know what? So, this guy doesn't have any ability, like, to hide himself. I'm just going to destroy the entire school. That's when he uses his blue infinite ability and he like sucks up the entire school and just like blows it away. I'm just like, what is this?
It's Gojo. He's God. Like, he could do whatever he wants. But like, I'm just going to wipe everything.
No. Yeah. Whereas like, I should just be enjoying it. Whereas I'm actually thinking about how they're going to rebuild this thing. He just destroyed it in like 2 seconds.
You know what? That's my exact thinking when I will watch the Avengers movies. How the fuck are gonna rebuild fucking New York City? Or they're yeah. like, man, it's gonna be a lot of money.
But yeah, so then that's when they get into like the whole Toji has the cursed weapons and he's got that Alice in Wonderland looking worm strapped around him. And he's pulling it out, and then like he's got these crazy weapon techniques. Mm. But you know because he doesn't actually have the weapons out yet. He's basically hidden from Gojo. Mm-hmm. And then when he just straight up gets stabbed through the heart from the backside, I'm like, how does one survive from this?
It's called plot armor.
Yeah, and then not only did that, they like overkill him, and they like. Chop up like his face and his like eyes and crap.
See, that's the thing, kind of. It's cool, but no, the way they explain how he survived that, he was focusing everything on his curse or whatever. I'm like, all right, they just pulled that shit out of their ass right now.
But there's something about like positive energy, and this was like he was focusing on negative energy to base essentially reverse it. Yes. So as soon as like it comes in, it's reversed out. I wasn't following. I'm like, okay, you know what? Great. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, me too. But, and then I was like, you know what? It's Gojo. He could do whatever he fucking wants. So I'm all for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie yet?
I don't think I have, actually. I probably
it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Now, that one is after Gojo's pass, before season one.
Okay, so now that I've seen this arc of season two, it'll probably make more sense.
Yeah, because pretty much the movie's about this new student for Gojo's friend. He's pretty much kind of like the main villain in that movie. But the fighting scenes and the whole story overall, it's pretty good. And it's funny too. There's like so many dumb shit that happens in the movie that it's good. I only seen it once in the theaters, but they have it on Crunchyroll. So I'm gonna have to give it a watch again.
Let's see. Anything crazy happen in episode 4?
Yeah, I was mainly saving the girl, you know, some of the whole. Because there were like, five episodes from the backstory.
There's five. Right?
Yeah, because episode 6 is the latest one, I think.
Yeah. And partway through 5, they kind of go to the present. Anyway, so in 4, that's when Gojo like comes back to life. And he looks semi-crazy. Like, you know how... what is his name? Do you remember Mahito, the kind of stitched up looking spirit guy from season 1?
A little bit, yeah.
He's got like the crazy stitches, and like Yuji and Megumi fight him.
What's the name of it?
His name is Mahito, Mahito.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
Anyway, so spoiler alert, he returns in episode 6. But anyways,
where was it going? Oh, you already saw episode 6?
Yeah, I had to watch it in sub. Sub versus dub was weird. And I don't know. Also, since it's like the only one of the arc and it's not like continuing yet, I was like, okay, I'll just rewatch it again when the next one comes out.
Okay, so how good, without spoilers, because I still haven't seen it, since it's the start of the Shibuya arc. Oh, dude, Shibuya is pretty badass. I've been to Shibuya. It's tits. Anyways, was it a good episode?
You know what? I think it was. Do you remember one of the students named Mekamaru?
Mekamaru?
He was the puppet guy. He controls puppets.
How do you spell his name?
M-E-C-H-A-M.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Kind of like the wooden looking one.
Okay. Yeah. The wooden guy. So essentially in season 1, they talk about how he's like permanently injured, and it's like, he's got like all these bandages on, but he's like attached to this machine that allows him to control a robot that can control spirits. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just say he comes back and he gets a badass robot for season 6.
Oh.
Like freaking, like it's basically a Gundam that he can control, because, you know, his spirit power is puppetry, puppet manipulation. So just expect a badass puppet in season 6. I mean, episode 6.
So, first episode of season 2 and first episode of second part of season 2, which one was better for the introduction?
I don't know. The introductions were both weird, because the first part of season 1, or episode 1, season 2, you know, it's like the student and the girl, and they're in that infinite loop. I'm like, I mean, it's cool, but like it felt out of place. Mm-hmm. but like, I don't know. I didn't get a feeling. I wasn't sure what was going on there because it didn't really have anything to do with Gojo and all that stuff.
No, for episode 6, did it hype you enough to be like, shit, can't wait for episode 7?
The way it was going was kind of weird. And then I was like, as it was going along, it was kind of getting a little better and a little more interesting. And then it ended in literally in the middle of a fight. And I was like, okay, now I need to see the next episode.
So they left you with blue balls.
Yeah.
I hate it and I love it when it ends like that. Because you're hyped for the next episode, but you're like, oh, fucker, you should have finished it.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where, I mean, you got to do it. Sometimes you might just fall off and be like, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Let's see. But from the other episodes, was there anything else we needed to talk about?
Probably from our recording, I think we hit the pretty much the main key points from the.
Let's see.
The main ones.
He called it the reverse curse technique. That's how he survived. He makes the purple imaginary technique.
You think Gojo's friend or ex-friend, you think he's a good villain? As from what you've seen so far.
I think he'll be a good villain.
Well, he's not like up there yet.
I liked Toji more as the villain. Yeah. But you know what? I'll let this next arc play out to really judge.
Yeah, because we really haven't seen him too much, you know, fighting. He just ran off behind, you know, in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, I don't remember where he fought. No, yeah, he did fight. In the movie, it was pretty cool. So I was like, oh shit, he's pretty badass. Other than that, can't really say much. I kind of like don't know if I really like him or not as a villain. I still, you know, like you say, gotta see how he plays out in this season.
Okay, so I forgot. I did write down that so Guido, you know, has like a student that he's teaching. And like they kind of like build up his story somewhat. Mm-hmm. Do you remember they were talking to the blonde chick?
What fucking blonde chick?
And she's like a student at the high school. And she asked the student, hey, so what do you like about girls? And he's like, I like girls. I like to eat.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember.
And then like the next scene, they're showing him like, they're showing them at a morgue and his body's just laying there.
Yeah.
And then that's when Guido is like, all that's left is a mountain full of corpses of my comrades. And that's when he's like beginning to really fall into like the descent of, you know what, maybe there's a different way to do this.
Yeah. I think Gojo is going to die in the series, in the anime.
Yeah,
I do like, see him. As much as I love Gojo, I mean, he's my favorite character from Jujutsu Kaisen. The second one is the demon inside the main character from season one, whatever his name is. But yeah, I think he's gonna because everyone's going up against him. They're trying to develop a plan to just kill him. I mean, he's the biggest threat, to be honest.
I think, man, but Gojo really messed up when he realizes that Guido is betraying him and is going with this crazy plan to kill all the people. And then they're like in the middle of Shibuya. And then he's like, he starts walking away. And then he's like, if you want to kill me, now's your chance.
Yep. And he's like, no.
And then he just doesn't do anything.
Which, I mean, yeah, it has to be something like that because he kind of didn't want to, like, fuck, I guess I have to kill you sooner or later, but not today. And that's going to be his watch. Later, when he's about to die, he's going to be like, shit, I should have killed you in Shibuya or wherever they met.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that was my biggest regret, not ending you there. And, and that way he's going to die. R.I.P. to Gojo.
Yep. And that's basically it. And then they, in the past, he meets up with Guido's son, who Guido had abandoned him, and that, which is Megumi, that we know from season one.
The Sasuke from Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, he's the guy with all the animal
curses. I think he's pretty cool.
He has like the wolf. How does it go?
Like, yeah, this. I don't know how he does, but yeah.
Yeah, the wolf.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much our little review for Jujutsu Kaisen. A little go over it. So far, I'm enjoying it. I think I'm liking it better than season one. I think season one started strong, but then it just died. Like, second part of the first season. It was just, it was like whatever to me. The beginning was pretty good. So far, I am enjoying season two just because it was mainly about Gojo. And, you know, that's why. So, but we'll see how it plays out in the Shibuya arc. And now we are going to be moving to the character of the week. So, who you got?
Oh, snap. Okay, remind me what this game is.
So, you have to choose a character from any anime. It could be Pokemon, could be any Pokemon that you just, you know, that you like. And, you know, why you chose that character. I'll go first, just because I already have mine. I just forgot the name. I'm looking at his name right now. Here it is. It is going to be from Reign of the Seven Spellblades. And I'm going basic. It's going to be the main character, which is Oliver Horn. And that's because I already chose the girl because she's my favorite one so far. But just because of what I saw in the last few episodes related to him, it made me think, like, holy shit, this motherfucker is like, he has a plan. That's all I'm saying. And when you find out what his plan is, you're going to be like, you know what? Fucking respect. Like, I'm fucking excited. Like, you know when you hate someone in a show and then when they kill someone, you'll be like, hell yeah, you feel that cool? You're rooting for him. You're rooting for him to get his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's if you see him, it's something like you wouldn't expect from him because he seems pretty chill, relaxed, he's humble. But once you know his plan, you'll be like, fucking respect. He became up there too. And yeah, that's my character of the week. Oliver from Reign of the Seven Spellblades. Again, highly recommend to watching everyone that's listening. It's such a good anime. And I pulled some cards from voice charts from that anime. And that artwork looks fucking amazing on the card. And then what about you, Justin?
All right.
What you got?
You know what? I'm going to stay on trend. And I'm going to go with a Jujutsu Kaisen character. Who do you think?
Okay. Male or female?
Male. Okay.
It's the evil guy from the past.
Yep. You got it. Do you remember the name?
I do not know the name.
Toji.
There you go.
Fushiguro. Guro. Yeah. He's got like that smug tone at all times. So you just want to punch him in the face. He's just like, yeah, you know what? I'm better than you. So this is why I'm going to win. And it's just like how he talks with everyone, how he's like working with like that mediator and like with the religious cult and everything. And what an interesting villain, where he's not like everyone else where he just has some other crazy spirit power. He literally has no powers. He doesn't have any of these special techniques. His tech, because he was part of the some sort of clan. I don't remember the name of the clan. It starts with like a K. But anyways, and because of that, that's how he knew the Gojo clan. So that's why he was able to fight Gojo so well, because he's orchestrating this whole thing. I'm going to I'm sending the cult after him. I'm sending
put a bounty on his head, so everyone could just
I'm putting the bounty on him, so that way he will be worn down. I can actually beat him, is what he's thinking.
Speaking of bounties, sorry to interrupt you, just because I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah,
going back to One Piece live action, I love how they introduced the bounties of the bounties on their the wanted posters on the characters, like 3D, and then they cut the like poster. They should do that in the anime because they don't do it, so they should do it in the anime. So I just want to throw that out there. Sorry, proceed. I do like that character because the whole time we're like, how the fuck is this guy we know Curse is gonna go up against Gojo? Like, what is he gonna do? Is he hiding his real powers? Like,
yeah, it feels like he's breaking the rules the entire time. Like, they're like, oh, we finally made it. We made it back to the high school. We're inside the barrier. And then, like, 3 seconds later, stabbed right through the heart.
Yep, pretty much. All right, with that comes, we're at the end of the podcast. It's been almost 2 months since the previous one. Sorry, guys, for making you wait. But like I say, it's not the same doing the podcast by yourself than when you have someone else so hopefully we get to see more of Justin on the podcast. I'm gonna try to get him into more into anime and hopefully, you know, into some hentai. I don't even watch hentai, but I'm gonna I read it, I just don't watch it. It's just because
you got it.
I want an anime.
Verbally describe it. I need you to describe
it's
the breast on the page.
It's because I don't want to watch just, I don't know if I told you I was posted on the pod or said on the podcast before. I just don't want to watch porn hentai.
You want there to be a story.
And you know, like some anime, they kind of make it sexual, but they never end up doing it. I just want an anime, like it's mainly about the story, but there's a scene with a girl, show everything. And then go back to fighting or whatever. You know, I just want something just like in the movies, you know, when they have those sex scenes.
Yeah, it's like you want an HBO movie.
There you go. Like, I'm not even seeing like show everything in detail, just show them like, you know, having a little movement like in movies. We're not seeing everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I want that. And be somewhat tasteful and not like weird shit.
I don't want no tentacles or anything like that. You know, I want like normal shit. Okay, so thank you guys for listening to episode 16. Had to end episode 69. Had to end it with some hentai shit.
Man, we should have planned this better if we knew it was episode 69 to pick a hentai.
Dude, honestly, I just didn't know we were on episode 69 until I looked it up at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy shit, it's episode 69. Could have done some shit like that, but I don't know. We'll see what you know what? Join the Discord. Let's talk some hentai on the server, on the little channel.
Yeah, there we go.
So if you have any questions, don't forget to send an email to samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. I forgot the email. Oh, don't forget to follow Justin at which one you, I know you have like different accounts. So
on X.
Oh, that's right. On Twitter, what the X. fuck is X? Are we going to see your porn website?
It's at specialcontcg. Or you can find links to everything on PokemonProfessor.com.
There you go. Listen to the podcast. It's all Pokemon related, trading card, which I kind of think about going, you know, because the locals I go to for One Piece, they do tournaments for Pokemon. So I'm thinking about maybe building a little quick deck because I was watching Worlds, battles, and I was like, I feel like playing it, you know, but we'll see how it goes.
So. Not to drag the podcast on even more, but the meta is pretty wide right now where it's not like you got to play Mew or that's it. No, you can play a lot of things.
Got
right
it. Because
I know when I got
kind of into it, it was the Reshiram with Charizard and the Zekrom when I was playing that one.
Yeah, that was a tough time. That was a tough time.
Yeah, and I had a Zekrom deck, so I was balling. But I'm thinking about probably building a. I haven't played Scarlet and Violet. The blue, the white tiger, the legendary Pokemon, I think he is.
Chien Pao.
I would like, just because, you know, he's water. I'm thinking about...
Yeah. So the deck you want to play there is Chien Pao with Origin Form Palkia V-Star.
Ooh. Is it a good deck or is it decent?
Yeah, so it's kind of going through ebbs and flows where it's probably like a, let's say like a B tier deck.
Got it.
But you use Qin Pao to draw waters out of your deck. So then you can set up your Palkias to do big
damage.
So
the deck is pretty cheap to build in.
Oh, yeah. Any top meta Pokemon deck right now is like, unless it's from a new set that just came out, which most of them are not, because Obsidian Flames did not do a big shift of the meta. Most decks are around $50.
Okay, then I'm going to try it and then probably go to one and I'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's it for the podcast. And again, don't forget to also follow me on my social media. It's going to be on Limited Dough. That's going to be on X, Instagram, and YouTube. And we'll see you guys next week, hopefully, for episode 70. See ya.